not he was always sketching whenever he had a pencil in his hand. He was drawing some kind of a picture of somebody's head or somebody's face or something.
I wonder if that's where Susan gets her artistic.
It's where David gets this. I didn't know Susan was artistic, but David has a double dose of it. He's got it on two sides of the family. Because on the side of the family, he had an uncle who was really an artist. He studied abroad, has exhibited, has pictures hung in museums around the country.
Some real estate. I have a
He lived on real estate.
And he was in the lumber business.
Paris had a studio in Marrakesh, Morocco. So David's got a double dose of it. You haven't met any of Susan's family, have you?
No, I'm really sad I haven't yet.
Well, I don't know why I didn't think when you called the other day, but I can't say my name. But you meet all of Susan's staff side of the family.
Did your mother ever have, you know, like any jobs or anything like that?
Really?
No. She never. I guess the women didn't do much work in those days. They kept the house and kept them pretty busy keeping the house. She sold, and she was in the yard, of course, some. And she was interested in the woman's club organizations that wasn't like it is now. They didn't have as many things. But she and Dad belonged to a whist club. They used to play whist in those days instead of bridge. I don't know, they had another club that they used to have meetings and get-togethers. But she never had any, what you'd really call a job of any kind.
What sort of clubs do you belong to now?
I belong to the Sailfish Club, where we're going for lunch today. That's all. I used to belong to Garden Club, and I used to belong to Music Study Club. I was president of both of them. Music Study Club for 2 years, and the Garden Club for 1 year. But after I went away, went to Macon there after Mrs. Stewart and I married, I was gone for 4 years and I dropped both of them, so I'll never take it back.
How did you meet Mr.
Well, I met him when he was down here in 1917 with a telephone company. He was engaged at the time but didn't tell us to a girl up in Georgia. And then I married Jack, and he married Ethel. And we kept in touch with each other. The families did. We went by to see them once on the way up to Chicago. And we always exchanged Christmas cards with a little number on it. And after Mr. died, and after his wife died, Mr. died a year before, and then after his wife died, I wrote him a little note to tell him how sorry I was to hear about it, because his wife was a lovely person. I'd known her fairly well, too. And we just got to corresponding.